Lesson 89. Sam, tell us about Lesson 89.
In Lesson 89, we introduce another very common way of writing and spelling the long E, E-A. Those two letters together stand for the long E sound, E. And we have a whole group of words that use that spelling, and the learner will be familiar with probably all of them.
All right, and again, we're reading in spelling families, so it makes it very easy for you to read and for you to memorize the spelling of these words as well. P-C-T, flea, plea. Down the column. Each, beach, peach, reach, teach, bleach, preach. And the next group. Bead, lead, read, plead. And the next column from the top. Leaf, sheaf. Next group. Beak, leak, peek, weak, sneak, speak, streak. And the next group. Deal, heel, meal, peel, reel, seal, teal, veal, zeal, steal. The next column, beam, seam, team, cream, dream, gleam, steam, stream. And the next grouping, bean, jean, lean, mean, clean. The next group, heap, leap, reap, cheap. The fourth column at the top, ear, deer, fear, gear, hear, near, rear, tear, year, clear. And by itself, the word is leash. Below that, east, beast, feast, least, yeast. Next column, eat, beat, feet, heat, meet, neat, peat, seat, cheat, treat, wheat. And the far right column, peace. The next grouping, ease, cease, lease, tease, crease, grease, please. Next word, breathe. And the last grouping, eve, leave, heave, weave. Sam, would you give us an explanation on Lesson 89 of these words on the next page that are all in the box?
Well, these are the irregular words that have the same spelling, the E-A spelling, but vary in their pronunciations. For example, in the far left, the very first box, you have sweat, threat, and sweater. And then in the next box, you have realm and dealt. And then in the next box, the third box, you have bear, pear, tear, wear, and swear. And in the fourth box, you have dead, head, lead, red, bread, breath, deaf, and meant. And in the fifth box, you've got stake, break, and great. So you have the long E spelling, but you've got, for example, in the final box, you have a long A pronunciation. And in the fourth box, you have a short E and E pronunciation. And these are things that readers and writers have to learn.
Yes.
These are things that you study and that you learn. There's no easy way to do all of this, because we do have these inconsistencies and these irregularities throughout our English alphabetic system, particularly with the long vowels. And that's why we saved the long vowels to the last part of the instruction.
And again, rewind the tape, listen to Sam as he reads each of the words in the box, and then stop the tape, pronounce them for yourself, and be sure to write them as you're saying them. That will help you memorize the spelling of the word and the sound of the word together, and that will help you connect more quickly and easily, make you a better phonetic reader.